When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish, Small Pod for February 1st, 2024. And if you're new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, on this episode of Big Fish Small Pod, I'll be recapping everything that's been happening with the Marlins since the last time I spoke to y'all in that five-part series with I had a guest on each episode. I want to thank everyone who tuned in for that series. I'm very proud of that series, and I also want to give a thanks to everyone who was able to come on it and give some of their time to be on Big Fish Small Pod. I'm really appreciative of those five individuals. But let's talk about the Marlins. And the first piece of news that came out for the Fish quite a while ago, right after the five-part series, that they did have a minor league signing. Yes, the Marlins did have a signing, not a major league one, but a minor league signing of a player who could potentially be on the major league roster. And that is Trey Mancini. Trey Mancini, who's coming off his worst season of his career with the Chicago Cubs, but is someone who is looking to improve on his last season. Last season, he got a big money contract, $14 million, to now signing minor league deals. He is looking to improve. This is someone for the Marlins that could come in, potentially have that DH spot and maybe the occasional first base. But again, he's going to have to compete for those positions again with someone like Troy Johnston. But bringing in Trey Mancini, they could potentially bring him in just because of his experience and his home run power. This is someone who, at his peak with the Baltimore Orioles, hit 35 home runs one season. And if you disregard that 2023 season last year with the Cubs, he's had at least 18 home runs since 2021. 21 home runs, 2022, 18 home runs. And with Trey Mancini, he was very sought after in that 2022 trade deadline, going from Baltimore to Houston. He was one of the bigger names that got dealt that trade deadline. And for Houston, he was a piece that they were looking forward to go on and make that playoff World Series one. They did end up winning the World Series with Trey Mancini, so he does have that experience there. And for the Marlins, I am all for having Trey Mancini on the roster, especially on the minor league deal, somewhere that could come in, give you that experience, can have to go out there and prove that he wants to be on this roster. But again, on minor league deal, he can go in, Might have to see if there are some opt-outs, but if there are some opt-outs, you go ahead, opt out, and attach himself to another major league roster. But I think him with the Marlins fits very well. I think the only thing increasingly to worry about with Trey Mancini, his defense, which has not been great. You look at last season, a negative 1.4 WAR, the worst in his career. Again, also with Trey Mancini, you're going to get a lot of strikeouts, 78 strikeouts last season. You might get some home run power, but again, to get those home runs, he has to get those plate appearances, those at-bats, and those games to play. Will Trey Mancini get it? We'll have to see as spring training rolls around. The other bit of news that happened more recently is a report from John Heyman that the Marlins are looking in the infield shortstop market, and a name that they've been considering is Adalberto Mondesi. Adalberto Mondesi, you may know from the Kansas City Royals, shortstop there, very good defensive player.
Grounded sharply to Mondesi, who goes into a dive and throws a strike to O'Hearn.
Talked about him in length about his defense today before the game. And here, no problem. Look how quickly he gets to his feet. And then he gets him set in the direction he wants to throw, right over the top.
This is someone that has not played over 100 games since 2019. And this is someone who also did not play last season. He had a torn ACL, I believe, in about 2022. He missed all of the 2023 season, even after getting traded to the Boston Red Sox. But again, with Adalberto Mondesi, it's just, can he stay healthy? Because if he is healthy 100%, then you're getting someone that can improve the team defensively in the shortstop position, and you can also go out there and steal some bags. Led the league in stolen bases in 2020, the COVID year. That was, if you look at his last full season, he played 59 games in 2020, but again, he has not played over 100 games since 2019. But if they do bring in Adalberto Mondesi, it'll be something more of a minor league type deal. They're not going to give Mondesi a major league money, a major league spot on this roster for someone who's missed most of the last three seasons because of injury.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And the last bit of news I wanted to talk about from Baseball America. Recently, they dropped their top 30 prospects in 2024 for the Miami Marlins. So I wanted to go ahead and give you guys the first five prospects they have. We could start from number one, of course, Noble Meyer. They have Noble Meyer number one. And just to read a little bit from what they have from Noble Meyer, talking about the future of Noble Meyer, is projecting him to start 2024 season low A Jupiter, most likely, of course, be promoted to high below it at some point. But again, they're saying with the Marlins not to rush him to the point where something could happen to him. Get him out there, get him the chances so he can succeed. You don't want to put them out there in double A or God forbid triple A and something happens to him. He loses that confidence, that focus. But it's still ways of way for him to even debut in the MLB. And they're projecting him to debut around 2026 or even 2027. But they do have him as a future number one or number two starter for the Marlins. So that could potentially put him there with Yuri as 5-6 years down the line. number one, and number two. The number two player they have is Max Meyer, again, coming off Tommy John surgery. With Max Meyer, what they really have him for, Max Meyer in Baseball America, is him being healthy. He has to be able to be healthy to get those opportunities to make the opening day roster for the Marlins. And for Max Meyer, it's something a lot of us here on Fish on First have been talking about, is a mid-rotation arm or as a high leverage reliever down the road. Some of us on here believe that he could be a very strong reliever and mid-rotation arm. Again, it really depends on his health and his pitch mix. That's all dependent on Max and if he could stay healthy and if he could continue to dominate like he did before getting injured. Third, they have Thomas White. Thomas White in the same draft class as Noble Meyer, actually drafted right after him. In terms of the second pick for the Marlins, they have Thomas White beginning in the low A Jupiter opportunity, same way with Noble Meyer getting promoted to high A Beloit just at some point. But again, he's still a very young prospect. Someone that they mentioned has started potential in terms of being a number three, and again, no sooner than 2027, the same as Noble Meyer potentially. And with Thomas White in 2027, if they do bring him up at that time, he'd still be 22 years old. So even if you're projecting to the future, this is someone who's still going to be very young, as young as some prospects in the organization. So this is still a project for the Marlins, even if you look at 3-4 years down the line, but a project that looks to be slated in terms of maximizing his potential. Fourth, very recent one, they have Luis Cova, outfielder. And with Luis Cova, he signed for a $1.4 million contract in the most recent international period, which was just a few weeks ago, January 15th. And with him, with Luis Cova, they have him, of course, starting him in the DSL, and he could begin scratching his potential in terms of if he can dominate the DSL. And they have him hit 55, power 50. Again, with his strength, it comes fielding, and it comes with base running capabilities, having got graded at a 70. Again, he's a former shortstop, now plays center field. He has plus-plus speed. They mentioned that his quick instincts help him stick to that position in the center fielder role. And with Luis Cova, they have him as the highest rated position player on the Marlins. Again, someone that he's just signed as of 2 weeks ago, to have that capability to be so highly rated by Baseball America for the Marlins shows really his potential. And lastly, number five, they have Xavier Edwards. One more to be said for Xavier Edwards. Came in for the Marlins last season, played extremely well, hitting .295, stealing 5 bases in 30 games. He dominated AAA Jacksonville, hitting .351, 32 stolen bases, 52 walks to just 30 strikeouts. Looks to get major league playing time for the full season. Looks to be on the roster. This is someone that we're all fans of here on Fish on First, and someone that could really be the breakout star, the breakout player for the Fish in 2023. So Baseball America, they have Noble Meyer, Max Meyer, Thomas White, Luis Cova, and Xavier Edwards. And this is Daniel Rodriguez for Big Fish, Small Pod. As always, go fish.